she was so stunning, and I'm not, I'm all right. Like, I'm not that great looking, but I'm all right. But it's like someone like that, it doesn't usually happen to me. So it's kind of, I just had no words to describe the moment. Like, I had no words to say in that moment to say to her, "You're amazing." My name is Andrew. I'd say I'm not that lucky in love, but I've learnt a lot from it. On Saturday, the 20th of April, I had the pleasure of meeting a girl named Layla. The only problem is, I can't find her. All I know is her birthday and her first name. On a day out in York with a friend, I find myself looking at clothes on a market stall. Overlooking this market stall was a calf, and inside the calf was the girl I'm trying to find. I was trying on clothes, and we began to mime a conversation through the glass. It lasted about 20 minutes. She helped me choose a top to buy and told me it was her birthday. She came out of the calf, and the next thing I know, we were kissing in the marketplace. An applause rained in from the few members of the public who witnessed. And one of the market stall holders said he'd never seen anything like it in the 5 years he'd been working there. This is not a rom-com. This actually happened. Not believing what was happening, that this beautiful girl had just kissed me, I walked off in a daze. Then more astonishingly, a couple of minutes later, I felt a hand on my shoulder. And before I knew it, we were kissing again. And that time, there was a bloody band playing. "My name is Layla," she whispered. Like the Eric Clapton song. I thought I'd tell you because a kiss without a name means nothing. And I thought, from that, you're amazing. Me on my knees, Layla, begging God, please, Layla. My friends were really frustrated with me. They were kind of waiting for me to say, "And then I gave her my number," or "And then she gave me her number." And then they were like, you didn't get her number? That's the most sensible thing to do. And I was like, I've travelled back to the calf several times. Asked friends in York, looked through the social media, but couldn't find her. The calf has kindly allowed me to leave a birthday card behind the counter, in hope that she'll come and claim it. In the calf, when I went in the first time, there was like a love song. Like, I can't remember what it was called, but it was kind of like, "I hope that you find her." The people behind the counter, like, were these two ladies at the time. They wanted to, like, have my face stuck on posters on the wall and have my birthday card like in a massive picture frame on the front counter. My number was on it three times. It was once on the back, once in the card, and then once the other one I gave to the shop, like the calf. And then people at the market stall, they were like, "Are you back again?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to find her. I will. I'm going to keep going back, same place, same time. Every week, for as long as I can, as long as funds hold out." She might have the same thought, but we'll see what happens with that, really. I don't think it's fairy tale. I think it was a good moment, and why wouldn't anyone want more than just that? There are good endings sometimes. Sorry. One second. So, say what you just said to me.
Hello?
No. Say what you just said to me.
I said I just want to thank you for the birthday card. And this is Layla.